Morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
I'm in the middle of some heavy traveling, in the next few weeks.
在下面的几周我会有很多的旅行。
So I won't be complete that traveling until next time I speak to you.
直到下一次我跟大家再分享的时候，我的旅行才会结束。
So hope that we remember one another during those time we won't see each other that often.
所以当我们彼此不能相见的时候，愿意彼此纪念。
And last week I was in the city of Doha, in a country called Qatar.
上一周我是在卡塔尔一个城市叫多哈。
And I was attending a conference, and during that I heard quite a number of speeches.
在那个地方我参加一个会议，听到许多的这些讲论。
I found it very interesting that everyone that was making a speech, they always open with a greeting, and the greeting is peace to you.
我很奇妙的就是，当每一个讲员来讲的时候，他第一句话就是说，愿意大家平安。
Doesn't matter whether it is the prime minister of the country, or it is the minister of oil and gas department, or is a senior executive of oil company, they're all using the same greetings.
不管是这个国家的总理，或者是石油公司里面这些大的老板，每一个人他们开口都是用这样一个这样一个问候。
I found that to be very biblical because that's how Apostle Paul greet saints in the beginning of every epistles.
其实这个是非常符合圣经的，因为使徒保罗在每一封信的开头都是这样来问候圣徒。
And brother and sister, the peace is vital to Christian experience and Christian life.
弟兄姐妹们，对基督徒来讲，我们日常的生活，平安对我们来讲是非常重要的。
We only can enter into the real peace if we possess our possessions.
只有当我们得着我们的产业的时候，才会有真平安。
And when we inherit our promises, then we will have the true experience of peace.
只有当我们真正承受应许的时候，才会经历真的平安。
And this is the burden for this morning. Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 6, verse 11.
所以借着这个负担，我们先来看希伯来书第六章第十一节。
Hebrew chapter 6, verse 11.
希伯来书第六章十一节。
We will read two verses.
我们会来读两节。
And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
And we focus on this assurance hope even this morning during the worship time.
今天我们在敬拜的时间，我们都集中在这个有确据的盼望里面。
And this hope is based on the promises from our Lord.
那这个盼望是根据在主里面的应许。
And we all desire to inherit the promises.
我们都希望得着这样的应许。
But that requires faith and patience.
但是它却需要我们有信心，有忍耐。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1.
让我们再来翻到约书亚记第一章第一节。
Old Testament, Joshua, book chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 9.
是旧约的约书亚记，我们来看第一章第一节到第九节。
Now, it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan.You and all your people, all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads. I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Now the next couple of verses, if you pay attention, there are three times, Lord encouraged Joshua, say, be strong and courageous. There are three times.
那以下的章节，我们如果注意的话，有三次就是神来鼓励约书亚说，你当刚强壮胆。
Verse, be strong and courageous.For you shall give this people possessions of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth.But you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
你当刚强壮胆。因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you that today we have this full assurance of hope in us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为今天我们已经完全的有了这。有福的盼望，有确据的盼望。
Because the battles belong to the Lord.
因为征战是属于耶和华。
And you have won the battle for us.
而你已经为我们已经得胜。
So today we can rest in your promises.
所以今天我们可以安息在你的应许上面。
Pray this morning that you would open your word in front of us.
今天我们祷告，你把你的话语打开在我们面前。
So we can be encouraged.To possess our possessions.
所以我们可以被激励来得着这应许。
To realize what you have given to us.
我们可以认识到你所赐给我们的是什么。
At this time we pray for your anointing for all of us.
现在我们来求你赐给我们恩膏。
For the speaking, for the translation, and for the hearing.
为着讲的，为着翻译的，也为着听的。
So that at this time,before your word will be fruitful.
所以愿意这样的时间是结果子的时间。
We commit this time into your hand.
把这个时间交在你的手中。
We pray in your precious name.
这样祷告是奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. So this morning my burden is around this little phrase in Hebrew chapter 6, inherit the promises.
所以今天我的集中点就在希伯来书这里面短短的一句话，就是承受应许。
Inherit the promises.
承受应许。
This is not a very, very easy to understand phrase.
这不是一个很容易能够理解的一句话。
It sounds, it's like those big words.
因为听起来是很高的话。
You know, inheritance and promises are all those big words.
像这些产业呀、啊，或者应许啊，都是很大的话。
Sometimes it's difficult for us to bring that into our daily living.
有的时候很难把这样的话带到我们日常的生活里面。
And what does it mean?
那里面到底是什么意思
？And let's say another way.
让我们来换一个方式来讲。
It is to enter into what is ours in Christ Jesus.
其实换句话就是说来进入在基督里面已经为我们预备好的。
And in Ephesians, that Paul said that, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
在以弗所书里面保罗这样讲，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各种属灵的福气。
Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
是在基督里面那天上各种属灵的福气。
So how can we enter into spiritual blessing? That's in Christ Jesus.
那我们怎么进入这样属灵的恩赐是在基督里呢？
How can we enter into what is ours?In Christ Jesus.
我们怎样能够进入在基督里面是属于我们的
Let's say another way.
让我再换一个方式来讲。
Inherit the promise, it is to experience to the full our so great a salvation.
我们承受应许的意思就是完全的经历神为我们预备的这些丰富。
And we all are saved now.
现在如果我们都是得救的。
But do we know how great this salvation is?
但我们知不知道这个救恩有何等的大？
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul says such a way. He said that, but by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God.And righteousness, and sanctifications, and redemptions.
在哥林多前书里面，神这样讲：但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
How great the salvations, including redemptions, but also include sanctifications and righteousness and wisdom.
这是何等大的一个救恩，因为里面包含了有救赎、有圣洁、有公义，还有智慧。
How can we experience to the full so great a salvation?
那我们怎么来经历这么大的一个救恩呢？
Or we say yet another way.
那我们再换一个方式来讲。
Inherit the promises is to possess our possessions.
承受应许就是来得我们的产业。
And we have a promised possessions.
我们有一个已经应许给我们的产业。
The Lord has given to us those possessions.
主已经把这些产业给了我们。
But how can we possess our possessions?
但我们怎么样来得这些产业？
And this is the burden for this morning. How can we possess our possessions?
这就是今天早上的负担，就是我们怎样来得产业。
How can we experience to the full so great a salvation?
我们怎样来经历这么大的救恩，它的丰富。
How can we enter into what is ours in Christ Jesus?
我们怎样来进入在基督耶稣里为我们所预备是属于我们的。
Unfortunately, today there are many Christians.Who are barely saved.
今天很不幸，很多基督徒是仅仅得救而已。
They passed the Red Sea.
他们已经过了红海。
But never crossed the Jordan.
但是从来没有过约旦河。
They know about the promised land.
他们知道那应许之地。
But never possessed the possessions.
但从来没有得过任何产业。
They heard about the spiritual blessings.
他们听过这些属灵的恩赐。
But never entered into these blessings.
但从来没有得着这些恩赐。
They have been saved, but they never experienced to the full so great a salvation.
他们已经得救，但是从来没有经历这么大的救恩里面的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, could this be you?
弟兄姐妹们，刚才讲到的是你吗？
Have you crossed the Jordan?
你已经过了约旦河吗？
Have you possessed the possessions?
你有没有得着你的产业？
Have you experienced to the full so great a salvation?
你有没有经历过这么大的救恩里面的丰富？
If your answer is no, this can explain your struggle as a Christian.
如果你的回答是没有的话，那就解释了为什么你作为基督徒这样挣扎。
Without crossing the Jordan, we were unable to overcome.
如果不过约旦河的话，我们不可能得胜。
The temptations and the problem in life.
就是我们所面对的诱惑，还有在生活里面遇到的所有的问题。
We can sing about the great salvation.
我们可以来唱何等大的救恩。
We can sing about what is the great, how great a savior.
我们可以来唱何等伟大的救主。
We can sing about the life eternal.
我们可以来唱这永生。
But when it comes to experience and in practice, it's very limited.
但在实际里面，我们的经历是这么少。
We often go round and round in wilderness.
我们经常就在旷野里面兜圈。
After so many years, we find ourselves back to the same place.
很多年之后，我们发现竟然又回到原处。
Is this our experience?
这是不是我们的经历呢？
We're in the same place that we have been 5 years ago.
我现在所在的是五年前那样的光景。
Or we are in the same place that we have been 10 years ago.
或者我们现在是十年前那样的光景。
Or we are in the same place we have been 15-20 years ago.
或者我们现在所在的是十五年、二十年之前。
Because when you stay in the wilderness, you only go round and round.
因为如果你在旷野的话，你只能兜圈。
It's not that we don't have spiritual experience in the wilderness.
不是说在旷野里面完全没有属灵的经历。
We do.
我们有。
We ate mannas every day.
我们每天也来吃玛拿。
We drink water that flows from the rocks.
我们甚至从这个裂开的磐石里面喝水。
We experience the leading of the pillar of cloud.
我们看到云柱在带领我们。
But our spiritual experience only gives us strength to go round and round in the wilderness.
但这些属灵里面我们得着的力量却只让我们在旷野里面兜圈。
Our clothes have not worn out and our sandals have not worn out on our foot.
我们身上的衣服没有破，脚上的鞋也没有穿坏。
We have to cross the Jordan.
我们一定要过约旦河。
In order to experience the full, to the full, so great a salvation.
这样我们才能经历这样大的救恩里面的丰富。
Do you want to cross that river and enter into the rest of the Lord?
你愿不愿意过约旦河来进入在主里的丰富？
Do you want to experience life more abundantly?
你愿不愿意来经历一个丰盛的生命？
Do you want to live that overcoming life?
你愿不愿意来活一个得胜的生活？
If you do,
如果你愿意的话，
be imitator of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
我们要来效法那些凭着信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
We must be possessors of faith and patience in order to inherit the promises.
我们必须要凭着信心和忍耐来承受应许。
It is not enough to read the promises.
我们只来读这些应许是不够的。
It's not enough to hear the promises.
光听见这些应许也不够。
It's not enough to sing about the promises.
或者我们来唱这些应许都不够。
It's not even enough to hope for the promises.
或者我们只是来盼望应许都不够。
We must inherit the promises.
我们必须来承受应许。
Without possessing our inheritance, we often live a defeated life in our personal life, our family life,or even our church life.
如果我们没有承受应许的话，不光在个人的生活里面，甚至在家庭里面，在我们的职场或者在教会里面，我们都是过一个被打败的
生活。So how can we inherit our promises?
那我们怎么样来承受应许？
God has placed a beautiful picture in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，神给我们一个美好的图画。
Show us how can we inherit the promises.
教我们如何来承受应许。
Right in the book of Joshua.
就在约书亚记。
This morning we want to look at the Joshua, and from the scriptures we want to discuss the three principles of inheriting the promises.
今天我们来看约书亚记，来看有三个属灵的这些原则，怎样承受应许。
For our middle school brother and sister, I'll tell you right away.
对着这些年轻的在中学里面的孩子们，我现在就告诉你们。
Principle number one.
第一个原则。
We must have the vision of the land.
我们必须有关于这应许之地的意象。
We must have the vision of the promises.
我们必须看到这些应许。
Principle number two.
第二点。
We must know the boundaries.Of the land.
我们必须知道应许之地它的疆界。
This land has a clear boundary.
因为这个应许之地它的疆界是非常清楚的。
We must know the boundaries of this land.
我们必须知道这应许之地的疆界。
Number three, principle number three.
第三个原则。
We must possess the land by faith and patience.
我们必须凭着信心和忍耐来得这应许之地。
Alright, let's start with principle number one.
所以我们先来看第一个原则。
We must have the vision of the land.
我们必须有关于这应许之地的意象。
You remember in Numbers chapter 13 verse 2.
大家还记不记得在民数记第十三章第二节。
And Moses, Lord spoke to Moses.
那个时候主对摩西说。
Send out for yourself men so that they may spy out.The land of Canaan.
他说你打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地。
Have you ever asked the question, why spying out the land?
我们有没有问过这个问题，为什么要派探子去窥探那地呢？
Didn't God know that 10 of them will be discouraged after looking at the land and the giants in it?
难道神不知道这些探子里面有十个回来之后会失望会伤心？
If God want them to go in anyway, why send them to spy out the land?
如果神的心意是让他们进去那地的话，为什么还派他们去窥探那地呢？
Just let them go in.
就带着他们进去就好了。
Once they go in, it's hard to come back.
因为他们进去就不能再出来了嘛。
And they spy out the land, they refuse to go in.
因为他们窥探之后就拒绝进入那地。
So why the Lord had to ask them to spy out the land in the first place?
所以为什么主要差遣他们去窥探那地呢？
I think this is the principle number one. We must have the vision of the land.
所以这是第一个原则。我们必须有关于这地的意象。
And this vision including the giants within the land.
所以这个意象包括这个地，也包括在地里面的这些巨人。
Brother and sister, this is very important. You can never take something by faith unless it is first revealed to you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不可能凭着信心得任何的东西，除非这件事已经向我们启示成为意象。
This is the most common misunderstanding about faith.
所以这个是对信心最大的一个误解。
Oftentimes, we take our wishes and our hopes and cast that as our faith.
有的时候我们把自己的愿望把自己的盼望当成一个信心。
Faith is not my hope. Faith is not my wish.
这个信心不是我们自己的愿望和盼望。
Faith has to base on a revelation given to us.
这个信心的根据是启示给我们的一个意象。
Without a revelation, there will be no faith.
如果没有启示的话，完全没有信心。
In order for Israel to possess the possession by faith, they must be revealed what the promise really are.
如果以色列人要凭着信心来承受这个地为产业的话，他们一定要神来启示他们关于这地的意象。
So they have to see the land themselves.
所以他们一定要自己先看见这块地到底是如何。
They have to see the giants within the land.
他们也需要看见在这地里面有巨人在生活。
They need to have full revelation of the promises in front of them.
他们一定要有关于这地完全的启示。
Then they can apply their faith.
然后他们就可以运用信心。
Faith is to believe what has been revealed to you by the Lord.
信心就是来相信神向着我们所启示的。
So through 12 spies, God had revealed fully what the land is.
所以借着这十二个探子，神把这个地里面要启示的一切都展现在他们面前。
And also, they see the giants within the land.
他们同时也看到在这地里有巨人。
Seeing the giants is as important as seeing the land itself.
看到这个地里的巨人比与看到这块地是一样的重要。
Without the giants, they don't need the faith to possess the possessions.
如果这里面没有巨人，他们不需要信心就可以来得这块地。
Seeing the land and the giants within reveal what kind of spirit they have.
看到这地和其中的巨人就显示出来他们心里面的光景，他们的信心如何。
All 12 spies saw that marvelous land.
这十二个探子都看到这是一块奇妙的地。
They took a single cluster of grape back.
他们只取了一挂葡萄回来。
And they carry the single cluster of grape on a pole by two men.
但是他们需要两个人用杠子来抬这一挂葡萄。
Today I used my two fingers. I can carry a cluster of grape.
今天我用我自己两个手指就可以抓起一挂葡萄。
I tried yesterday. I can actually do it. I can use my two fingers. I can hand a cluster of grape around myself.
昨天我已经试过了，在家里我就用两个手指就提起来一挂葡萄。
But the cluster of grape in the promised land required two men to carry on a pole.
但是在应许之地的一挂葡萄需要两个人用杠来抬。
That was how marvelous this land was.
这就是这块地有多奇妙。
But the people who live in the land were strong.
但是住在那地的人非常的强壮。
The city was fortified and very large.
那里的城呢又坚固又宽大。
So they say this, that we become grasshoppers in our sight.
所以这些探子们甚至自己讲，据我们看自己就像蚂蚱一样。
That's how they view themselves after seeing the giants.
所以他们看到巨人之后就在心里面自己这样来评估。
Now after this revelation, then this 12 spy divided into two groups.
当看到这个地方之后，这十二个探子就分成两边。
And one smaller group have Caleb and Joshua.
有一个小的这一边只有两个人，就是加勒跟约书亚。
They say we should by all means go up and take possession of it.
他们在那里说，我们立刻上去得那地吧。
For we shall surely overcome.
他说他们说我们足能得胜。
They saw the promises. They believe this is faith.
他们看到应许，他们相信这是信心。
And there are another group consists of 10 spies.
但另外还有一群人，这里面有十个探子。
They say we're not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us.
他们所说的是，我们不能上去攻击难民，因为他们比我们强壮。
They saw the vision, they saw the promises, but they cannot believe it.
他们看到异象，他们也看到应许，但是他们却不相信。
This is unbelief.
这就是不信。
This is a must step for Israel.
对以色列人来讲，这是必须要跨的一步。
This is essential step for them.
对他们来讲，这是最基本的一步。
And this is also the essential step for Christian experience.
对于基督徒来讲，我们的经历里面，这是最基本的一步。
Brothers and sisters, the giants can never destroy us.
弟兄姐妹们，这些巨人其实不能毁灭我们。
No Christians have ever been destroyed by the giants.
从来没有一个基督徒是被巨人所毁灭的。
But the wilderness destroys us.
但是旷野却毁灭了许多基督徒。
All 10 spies in the end were destroyed in the wilderness.
这十个探子最终的结果就是在旷野里面被毁灭。
They were not destroyed by the giants.
他们不是被巨人毁灭。
All the Israelites that refused to go were destroyed in the wilderness.
所有那些以色列人拒绝进入那地的都在旷野里面灭亡。
So we should not be afraid of the giants.
所以我们不应该来怕巨人。
It was this vision that caused Caleb and Joshua to have the desire to possess the land.
对于加勒跟约书亚来讲，就是因为看见异象，所以他们愿意来得这产业。
But it was also the visions that caused the 10 other spies to reject the promises and stay in the wilderness.
但也是同样的意象，让这十个探子他们拒绝来接受应许，停留在旷野里面。
So this is critical for us.
所以对我们来讲，这是何等的何等的重要。
The promise and the vision have been given to us.
应许跟意象都已经赐给我们。
And we had the choice, just like the 12 spies.
而且我们像这十二个探子一样，都有机会。
How do we choose?
我们怎样选择呢?
Do we choose to go in?
我们选择是进入这地呢?
Or do we choose to stay out?
或者我们选择就停留在外面?
This is the principle number one. We must see the vision of the land.
所以第一个原则就是我们必须看到这地的意象。
Let's move on to the principle number two.
现在我们来看第二个原则。
We must know the boundaries of the land.
我们必须知道这块地它的疆界在哪里。
We know that this promised land has a very, very clear boundaries.
我们知道这块地有非常清楚的境界。
It's clearly written and described multiple times in Old Testament.
在旧约里面不止一次清清楚楚地把它描述出来。
In the southern part is the wilderness, the desert of Arabia.
在一边是那些阿拉伯的旷野。
In the northern part is Lebanon.
在北边是黎巴嫩。
On the eastern side is the Euphrates.
在东边呢是伯拉大河。
On the west is Mediterranean Sea.
在西边是地中海。
So this land has a very, very clear boundaries defined.
所以这块地是有非常清楚的疆界被描述出来。
Not only there are a very clear boundaries defined.
不光它的境界是定义好的。
God had placed everything that they ever needed within the borders.
而且神把所有预备好的都放在这个疆界之内。
This is a marvelous thing to think about.
如果我们来思想的话，这是何等奇妙的事情。
God has marked out a place on this earth and draw the boundaries for them.
已经在地上为他们画好了疆界。
And God had provided everything they need, and they put everything they need within the borders.
而且神就把所有预备好的东西完全的放在这个疆界之内。
And within the border, they had everything they needed.
在这个疆界之内，所有他们能够想到的、需要的都在里面。
You can find the brooks of waters there.
你可以在里面看到有河。
You can find fountains and springs, not only in the valley but also in the hills.
还有泉，还有源，而且是从山谷里面都有水流出来。
You can find wheat and barley in there.
你在那里面可以找到大麦，可以找到小麦。
You can find vine and fig trees there.
你可以在那里看到葡萄树，看到无花果树。
You can find olive oil and honey there.
你可以看到有橄榄树，甚至有蜜。
You can find iron and copper there.
在那里面有铁，也有铜。
In this land, God promised them they will eat food without scarcity.
在那里，神的应许是在那地你们不缺食物。
In which they will lack nothing.
他们一无所缺。
That's the way this land was planned by the Lord.
这就是神在这地上所计划的。
Not only that the physical need were there.
不光这些物质上的需要在那里。
Their spiritual need was there too.
甚至他们属灵里面的需要都预备好。
God has chosen a dwelling place for his name.
神已经为他的名选择了一个安息之所。
And this place was right within the borders.
这个地方所选的就在疆界之内。
That's the place they worship the Lord. They will offer their sacrifice. They celebrate their festivals.
就在那个地方，他们在那里敬拜神，在那里献上所有的祭祀，而且来庆祝所有的节
气。Within the borders.
所有的事情都预备好在这疆界之内。
They don't need to go out for anything.
他们不需要出去寻找任何的事。
Within the borders, they had everything they needed.
在这个疆界之内，所有他们需要的都在那里。
Not only the needs of their spiritual life.
不光属灵的里面有供应。
God's eternal purpose was fulfilled within the borders.
甚至神永远的旨意也在这个疆界里面被实现。
Coming of Messiah was fulfilled within the borders.
弥赛亚他凭着应许而来就在这个疆界之内。
The salvation was fulfilled within the borders.
这个救恩成就在这疆界之内。
Everything they needed.Were found within the borders.
所有他们需要的都可以在这境界里面找到。
On the other hand,
另外一方面
outside of the borders, you found nothing.
在这个境界之外，你找不到任何其他的事。
It was no good for them to wander around in Persia.
当他们在亚述的那个地方，他们在那里流荡的时候。没有任何的好处。
It was no good for them to wander around in Babylon.
当他们在巴比伦被掳的时候，没有任何的好处。
It was no good for them to wander around in Nineveh.
当他们在尼尼微那里流荡的时候，没有任何的好处。
It was no good for them to wander around in Egypt.
他们在埃及流荡的时候，也没有任何的好处。
Because God had no provision for them outside the borders.
因为神在这疆界之外没有为他们预备任何的事。
God might have provision for other nations in Egypt, but God had no provision for Israel in Egypt.
甚至在埃及的时候，其他所有的民族神都已经有预备，但是对以色列人来讲，在埃及任何预备都没有。
When they wander and live in Egypt for 400 years, they found nothing.
当这些以色列人在埃及生活流荡了四百年之后，他们什么都没有找到。
The entire Hebrew race was almost destroyed in Egypt.
在那里，在埃及，甚至整个希伯来民族差点被彻底消灭。
What did they get by working day and night for Pharaoh?
他们在那里每日每夜的为法老做工，得着什么呢
？Nothing.
什么都没有。
Without the grace of God and the Passover lamb. They would have been annihilated in Egypt completely.
如果没有神的恩典，没有逾越节的羔羊的话，他们在埃及地是被彻底消灭的。
Brother and sister, this is a very important principle. Within the border, there we find everything we need.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是一个很重要的原则，就是在这个疆界里面，我们可以得着一切。
Without the borders, outside the border, God has made no provision for us.
如果没有疆界，或者在这疆界之外，神没有为我们预备任何的事。
And within the border, everyone had a portion.
而且在这个疆界之内，每个人都有所得的那份。
Everyone has his vine and his fig tree.
每一个人都可以有自己的葡萄树、无花果树。
It's rather marvelous. It's not about how smart you are.
多么奇妙，不在乎我们有多聪明。
It's not about how diligent or how strong you are.
不在乎我们有多刚强，有多殷勤。
Every man, every person had his vine and his fig tree.
每一个人，每一位都可以有自己的葡萄树，有无花果树。
Everyone had his portions and had his own inheritance.
每一个人都有他自己的那一份所得的产业。
Brothers and sisters, this land is a type.Of Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，这地所代表的，所预表的就是基督他自己。
Therefore, we know in Christ Jesus, we can find everything we will ever need.
所以在基督里面，我们可以找着所需用的一切。
If we want to learn how to be children of God, it's in Christ Jesus.
如果我们想知道我们怎样被拣选呢？就是在基督里。
If we want to learn how to be changed from sinner to saint, it's in Christ Jesus.
如果我们想知道怎样从一个罪人成为一个圣徒，都是在基督里。
If we want to have the power to live a crucified life, it's in Christ Jesus.
如果我们想活一个钉十字架的生命。就是在基督里。
We want to learn how to fall to the ground and die. It is in Christ Jesus.
如果我们要来学习怎样一粒麦子落在地里死了，也是在基督里。
If we want to experience the gift and fruits of the Holy Spirit, it's in Christ Jesus.
如果我们想要来得着在属灵里面的恩赐和果子的话，也是在基督里。
If we want to experience the power of His resurrection, is in Christ Jesus.
如果我们要来经历复活的大能，也是在基督里。
From the beginning to the end, from the first to the last, from Alpha to Omega, is in Christ Jesus.
从开始到结束，从初到终，从阿拉法到俄梅伽，都是在基督里。
Just like the land, everything Israel needed is within the borders.
就像这块地。以色列人所需要的一切都在这个疆界里面。
Today, everything we need will be found in Christ Jesus.
今天我们所需用的一切都可以在基督里找得到。
Outside of Christ, God provides nothing for true spiritual growth.
在基督之外，神没有预备任何的东西让我们属灵能够成长。
This is critical for us.
这对我们是何等关键。
Outside of Christ Jesus, God has made no provisions for us.
在基督之外，神为我们没有预备任何的事。
Therefore, we should not go outside of Christ to seek any spiritual experience.
所以我们不能在基督以外来寻求任何属灵的事。
Every spiritual experience must rooted.In Christ Jesus.
所有属灵的经历都应该生根在基督里面。
If you find a spiritual experience outside of Christ, it is a counterfeit spirit.
如果你在基督之外找到任何属灵的经历，那这个灵是假冒的灵。
It will not last.
而且它只是暂时的。
It is transient and emotional.
它是短暂的。而且只是在情感里面的。
If you find fervor, zeal, and devotion outside of Christ, it will not be something eternal.
如果你在基督以外找到任何的热心、热诚或者是奉献的话，那这些都不是出于主的。
Because God has made no provisions outside of Christ Jesus.
哦，在他之外都不是永远的，因为神在基督以外没有预备任何的事。
And this is the principle number two.
这个是第二个原则。
This land has a very clear boundary.
所以这块地有非常清楚的疆界已经啊为我们来定义。
Everything we need is within the borders.
每一个我们所需要的事都已经在这个疆界之内。
And、outside of the border, God has made no provision for us.
在这个疆界之外，神没有为我们再预备什么。
Just think about this pictures and look at the scriptures and examine the scriptures and to see whether this is truth.
让我们看到这个图画，借着圣经里面向我们所描述的，我们再来加深印象，看看这个图画。
Every time Israel wandered outside of the land, they found nothing.
每一次以色列人当他们流荡到这个疆界之外的时候，他们都得不着任何事。
And only when they returned to the land, they found peace.
只有当他们回到应许之地的时候，才能找到平安。
And not only that, God has revealed that all the enemies, all the giants within the land had been defeated.
而且神也向他们来启示，所有在这地的仇敌，这些敌人，神已经早就打败了。
The Passover lamb has sealed the fate of all enemies.
因为逾越节的羔羊已经得胜，这些敌人他们的命运早就决定。
Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites,Canaanites, the Hivites, and Jebusites.
这些亚摩利人、赫人、比利洗人、迦南人、西魏人、耶布斯人。
They had been defeated already.
他们已经被打败了。
By the Passover lamb.
是逾越节的羔羊打败了他们。
God didn't say that I will drive out the Amorites, but the Hittites may be another matter.
神并没有说我会赶出亚摩利人，但是赫人我会存留。
No, God said, "You drive out all enemies."
没有，神所说的是我把所有的敌人都赶出去。
And God said that He will send His angel before us.
而且神说他要打发他的使者在我们前面。
And He even said this, "God will become enemy to our enemies."
甚至神说我要向你的仇敌做仇敌。
God will become an adversary to our adversary.
他说他我要向你的敌人做敌人。
This is what a promise here.
这是怎样的一个应许。
Who can be our enemy?
神谁可以作为我们的敌人。
Who can be our adversary?
神可以谁可以做我们的仇敌。
If there is an enemy, then God is his enemy.
如果谁敢做我们的敌人，神就是他的敌人。
If there is an adversary, then God will be his adversary.
如果谁是我们的仇敌，神就是他的仇敌。
And God's angel will go before us.
而且他的使者要在我们面前行。
Not only that, God has promised to destroy all Canaanites.
而且神已经应许来除灭所有的迦南人。
God will send a terror ahead of them.
而且神会在他们之前让这些民惊骇。
And their enemy will turn their back to Israel.
而且这些人要在以色列人面前转背逃跑。
God will send hornets ahead of them.
神要打发黄蜂在前面来驱赶他们。
So that will drive out the enemy.
把这些人都撵出去。
Yes, there were giants.
没错，那里是有巨人。
But the giants had been defeated.
但是这些巨人是已经被打败的。
Their fate was sealed.
他们的命运其实早就被决定了。
And God had promised that they will not be able to overcome us.
神已经应许他们不可能来胜过我们。
And God had promised us that He will send angel to go before us.
神已经应许他会让他的使者在我们前面行。
He will send terror and hornets before us.
他也会让惊骇在我们的前面。让黄蜂在我们的前面。
Don't you can see God have made all permission for us to go in now.
所以神已经为着我们进入那地做了所有的预备。
The border had been defined.
而且疆界已经都定好。
Everything that we need is in the border.
我们所需的一切也在这个疆界之内。
The fate of the enemy had been sealed.
这些敌人的命运也已经被决定
了。God has promised to become their enemy, to become their adversary.
神已经应许成做他们的仇敌，做他们的敌人。
There is one thing left for us to do.
对我们来讲，只剩一件事需要做的。
That's the principle number three.
就是第三个原则。
We must possess the land by faith and patience.
我们必须凭着信心和忍耐来得这地。
Oftentimes we make tragic mistakes in this.
很多时候我们做出的选择是悲剧性的。
God has said to Joshua, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you, just as I spoke to Moses.
因为神已经应许约书亚说，凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都赐给你，就像我应许摩西一样。
The only thing that was left for them to do is set their foot on it.
他们所剩下的唯一的一件事，就是把脚掌踏在那地。
Brother and sister, this is very critical for us.
弟兄姐妹们，这对我们非常关键。
Only what you take.And enter by faith is yours.
只有你借着信心来得的才是属于你的。
Let's look at example of crossing the Jordan.
让我们来看一看过约旦河这个例子。
The Jordan River in the harvest time is over the bank.
因为在那个时候在收割的日子，约旦河的水是涨过两岸的。
And God asked them to cross the Jordan.
但是神让他们在那个时候跨过约旦河。
But God told them, when the priests who carried the ark, if they set their foot in Jordan, and the river would be open.
神对他们讲，只有那些抬约柜的祭司。把他们的脚踏在约旦河里的时候，这个河水才会分开。
If the priests that carried the ark, if they stand or they stood on the bank, they can stood there for years, the water would not be open.
如果抬约柜的祭司，他们只是站在河边的话，他们就算站在那里经年累月，这个河水不会分开。
So there was one thing left them to do.Is lift up their foot, set their foot in Jordan.
所以他们只有一件事需要做的，就是抬起他们的脚，把脚掌踏在约旦河里面。
This is the one thing that was left for them to do.
对他们来讲，只剩下这一件事是需要做的。
When the priest set their foot in Jordan, indeed.River was open.
当这些抬约柜的祭司把脚踏在约旦河里的时候，马上河水就分开了。
So they crossed the Jordan not by their devotion.
所以他们能够过约旦河，不是因着他们自己的奉献
，nor by their preparation，
或者他们所有的预备
，but by faith，
就是凭着信心。
Faith came from the revelation.
这个信心是从启示而来的。
Because God told them to set foot in the Jordan.
因为神告诉了他们，把脚踏在约旦河里。
When you accept the truth in your heart and obey the truth, it is faith.
如果你把这样的启示接在心里，而且来顺从的话，你就可以看见。
Brother and sister, do we have a Jordan that we never cross?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有一条约旦河还没有跨过的？
Was there any Jordan in your life that you have not crossed yet?
在你的生命里面，是不是还有一条约旦河你还没有跨过的？
If we don't cross that Jordan, it's useless to sing a song about promised land.
如果我们还没有跨过约旦河的话，来唱关于应许之地的诗歌一点意义都没有。
You will never gain your allotment.Of the land, if you do not cross the Jordan,
你如果不来过约旦河的话，你所分给你之地，你永远也得不着。
You will never possess the possessions if you don't cross the river.
你如果不过河的话，你不可能来得你所得的产业。
Let's look at example in Jericho.
让我们来看在耶利哥城的故事。
Now in Jericho, they experienced something a little different.
在耶利哥城，他们所经历的是比较不同的。
The only way to take Jericho is to follow exact instruction from the Lord.
在耶利哥城，他们能够成功，唯一的一件事就是他们要来遵从，顺从神对他们所讲的命令。
The instruction is this: you should march around the city for 6 days.
他们所得到的命令是这样：要围绕这城六日来围绕。
And on seventh day, you march around the city 7 times.
到了第七日，你们要绕城七次。
And all the people should shout with a great shout, and the wall of city will fall down flat.
那时候众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必坍塌。
So this is different experience than Jordan.
所以这个跟过约旦河的经历是不一样的。
In crossing the Jordan, they only have to set foot once.And it was done.
在约旦河那里，他们只需要一次把脚踏在水里就成就了。
But in Jericho, they had to march for 7 days.
但是在耶利哥城，他们需要绕城七天时间。
They still need to set their foot down.
他们也需要用脚掌去踏。
But they need to set their foot down for 7 days.
他们脚掌要踏七天的时间。
To take the Jericho, they need faith and also patience.
来夺取耶利哥城，不光他们要有信心，而且他们需要有忍耐。
Because it's not going to be over in one day.
因为不是一天之内就成就的。
It's not going to be over in 2 days.
也不是两天能够做成的。
Not even 3 days.
甚至三天也不行。
Has to be 7 days.
一定是要七天。
So we need patience.
所以我们需要有忍耐。
Not talking during the marching.
甚至在我们啊这样绕城的时候，我们口里不能说话。
You have to walk in the heat of the day.
你必须要在这个最炎热的一天之中来绕城。
For 7 days.
一共要有七天的时间。
Brother and sister, was there a Jericho in our life?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的生命里面有没有耶利哥城呢？
We set our foot down once, but the problem didn't go away.
我们已经脚掌踏过一次，但是这个问题还在。
Maybe we have marched around our Jericho for 1 day, but the wall still stands.
我们已经绕城一天了，但是这个城墙还在。
We must be patient.
我们必须要有忍耐。
If it is Jericho, it requires 7 days.
如果是耶利哥城的话，那需要有七天的时间。
The wall of your Jericho will come down in God's time.
在神的时间里面，总有一天耶利哥城的城墙会坍陷。
Sometimes during the second day, or the third day, or the fourth day, Satan would say it will never come down.
也许在第二天、第三天、第四天，撒旦要对你心里讲，这个城墙不可能倒塌。
You will never be able to do it.
你不可能成就。
But we should answer, yes, I will not, but my God will do it.
我们的回答应该是，没错，我是不能，但我的神可以。
Brother and sister, take patience to overcome Jericho.
弟兄姐妹们，如果要来得取耶利哥城的话，我们需要忍耐。
Another example is Jerusalem.
还有一个例子就是关乎耶路撒冷。
When they first came to Jerusalem, they realized it's too hard.
当他们第一次来到耶路撒冷的时候，他们意识到太困难了。
The inhabitants of Jerusalem could not drive them out.
在那里住在城里的人，他们不能把他们撵出去。
It was impossible.
对他们来讲是不可能的。
They didn't do it.
所以他们当时没有做。
Until the time of David.
直到大卫的年代。
They waited for 400 years.
他们一共等候了400年。
Until the time of David.
直到大卫的时候。
When David set the food down, they took Jerusalem.
当大卫把脚掌踏上去的时候，他们夺取了耶路撒冷。
But it took 400 years.
但是却用了他们四百年的时间。
Is there a Jerusalem in our life?
在我们的生命里面有没有耶路撒冷呢？
Is there a Jerusalem in your life that you have not conquered?
在你生命里面有没有耶路撒冷城是你从来没有征服过的？
It has been a long time.
已经很长时间了。
Probably not like Jerusalem. 400 years.In the case of Jerusalem.
所以在耶路撒冷这件事上我们真的是不喜悦，因为太久了。
But maybe there's something in your life that has been going on for years.
但是在你的生命里面很可能有一件事已经持续了很久，很多年日。
Maybe 3 years, maybe 4 years, 10 years. It's like Jerusalem.
可能是三年，可能是四年，可能很多年，就像耶路撒冷一样。
It's the time to take it now.
现在就是来夺取它的时间。
Set your foot down.
把你的脚踏在上面。
Whether it is the Jordan, or whether it is Jericho, whether it is Jerusalem.
不管是约旦河，还是耶利哥城，或者是耶路撒冷。
The strategy is the same.
所有的策略都是一样的。
Set your foot down.
把你的脚踏在上面。
And be patient.
然后我们忍耐。
Faith and patience will inherit the promises.
信心加上忍耐可以让我们承受应许。
Brother and sister, many of us has a wrong impression about faith.
弟兄姐妹们，很多人在我们中间对于信心有一个错误的看法。
We have this concept that, you know,It has to be some very, very strong brothers to have a strong faith.
我们总觉得要有一个强的信心，需要有一些很强壮的弟兄姐妹们。
But this is really not biblical.
但是在圣经里面没有这样的讲法。
Jesus said, your faith only had to be like a mustard seed.
因为在圣经里面耶稣说过，你们的信心只需要像一个芥菜种那么大。
It's not about a great faith. It is about faith in a great God.
不是关乎有没有一个大的信心，是关乎有没有一个信心在伟大的神里面。
We think I just need a little bit more faith.
有的时候我们觉得我需要的是更多的信心。
I go around in wilderness and hoping to build up my faith.
有的时候我们就在旷野里面打转，希望信心可以增加。
Maybe one day, when I have enough faith, I'll cross the Jordan.
也许到哪一天信心增长到那一步，我就可以过约旦河。
That's not the way to cross the Jordan.
但过约旦河不是这样的原则。
You probably will never cross the river that way.
如果你要这样的话，你永远也过不了约旦河。
Maybe when you face the Jericho.
也许当你面对耶利哥城的时候，
you march around the city a few times.
你已经绕城几次了。
And the wall did not come down.
这个墙还没有倒塌。
Don't stop.
不要停止。
We need faith and patience.
我们需要信心，也需要忍耐。
To inherit the promises.
来承受应许。
Keep marching around the city.
我们继续来绕城。
The wall will come down in God's time.
在神的时间里面。这个墙会倒塌的。
Maybe you have Jerusalem, which is impossible.
也许你有耶路撒冷城，是完全不可能的。
He has no hope.
你已经没有了盼望。
You gave up long time ago.
你很早以前其实已经放弃了。
But Jerusalem was yours.
但是耶路撒冷是属于你的。
Had been given to us.
已经赐给我们了。
And the enemy has been defeated.
而且敌人已经被打败了。
All we need to do is set foot on it.
我们所要做的就是把脚掌踏在上面。
The Jerusalem will become the city of David.
这个时候，耶路撒冷就成为大卫城。
How do we set our foot down?
我们怎样把脚掌踏上去？
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 2 said,
在希伯来书四章二节这么讲。
He said that when we heard the words, we have to unite the word by faith.
就是当我们听到的时候，要用信心与所听见的道调和。
Today we heard the word.
今天我们已经听到了道。
And do we, can we, are we going to unite the word with our faith?
我们愿不愿意，我们能不能够用我们的信心与所听见的道来调和。
If the word is united by faith, we will do whatever the word says.
如果我们有信心与所听见的道来调和，我们就可以成就所应许的。
Then you will cross that Jordan.
你就会过约旦河。
You will take Jericho.
你就会夺取耶利哥城。
You will even occupy Jerusalem.
你而且可以来占领耶路撒冷。
Remember that we read three times God encouraged Joshua.
记得吗？我们已经读过神三次来鼓励约书亚。
The three times the God said, "Be strong and courageous."
有三次神说要刚强壮胆。
The first time God said, "Be strong and courageous."
第一次神说你当刚强壮胆。
Because this land has been promised to you.
因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业。
So how can we have this vision?
那我们怎样能有这样的意象呢？
We don't need to worry about. Having that vision is God's business.
我们不需要来焦虑这件事，因为赐给我们意象是神的事情。
God will take care of that.
神要成就这件事。
God will spoke to Moses about sending out the spies.
因为神是要对摩西讲，打发探子出去。
It was God that spoke to Joshua.
是神对着约书亚来讲话。
God will reveal the vision to us.
神会把这个意象赐给我们。
We don't need to worry about that.
我们不需要来在这件事上忧虑。
It was in God's heart to reveal that to us.
因为在神的心意里面，他愿意来启示自己。
The second time, God said to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous."
第二次神说，你当刚强壮胆。
And he said, "God is with you."
在那里，神说，我必与你同在。
How can we know the boundaries of the land?
我们怎样知道这块地疆界在哪里？
How can we know that we're not getting out by mistakes?
我们怎么知道我们什么时候犯了错误，在这个疆界之外呢？
God is with us.
神会与我们同在。
So we should be courageous. We should be strong.
所以我们当刚强壮胆。
We are in the Lord.
我们是在主里面。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
So we can go.
所以我们可以去。
We can go with him.
我们可以与他同去。
And the third time, be strong and very courageous.
在第三次，神说你只要刚强，大大壮胆。
How can we possess the land by faith and patience?
我们怎样能够凭着信心跟忍耐来承受应许？
How can we set the foot down?
我们怎样把脚掌踏在上面？
Where do we set the foot down?
我们在哪里把脚掌踏下去？
And God said, the book, my words.
神是说我的话，这律法书。
The book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth.
神说这律法书不可离开你的口。
Meditate the word of God day and night.
总要昼夜思想。
If you don't know where to set your foot on,
如果你不知道该把脚掌踏在哪里。
Meditate my word day and night.
昼夜思想我的话。
Do not depart from your mouth.
这律法书不可离开你的口。
And the word of God is the place we set our foot upon.
我们的脚要踏的地方就是神所说的话。
So three times God encouraged Joshua.
所以有三次神在那里来激励约书亚。
To have that vision of the land.
对着这个地要有意象。
To know the boundaries of the land.
要知道这块地它的疆界在哪里。
To take possession of the land by faith. And patience.
借着信心跟忍耐，我们来得着地为业。
May this be the year that we possess our possessions.
愿意今年就是我们来得产业的一年。
May this is the year that we cross the river
finally.
愿意今年就是我们至终能够过约旦河的一年。
May this year the Jericho in our life comes down.
愿意今年就是耶利哥城的城墙倒塌的一年。
May this year that you take the Jerusalem in your life.
愿意今年就是你在生命在你的生命里面来夺取耶路撒冷的一年。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that you still speak to us.
父啊，我们感谢你，你今天仍旧对我们说话。
Your word is so precious to us.
你的话语对着我们何等宝贵。
And we will come before you with a humble heart and say, Lord, continue to impress your word upon our heart.
我们来到你面前谦卑的求，愿意你继续把你的话语存在我们的心里。
We are those have a stiff neck.
我们是那些硬着颈项的人。
We often do not obey your word.
经常我们不能来顺从你的话语。
But this morning we pray by the grace and the mercy of you that we will be able to unite your word with our faith.
今天我们愿意求你的怜悯和恩典，愿意我们可以有信心与所听见的道调和。
I want to pray for all of us here today.
今天为所有在座的来祷告。
Pray for those who might still wander in the wilderness.
为这些还在旷野里面打转的来祷告。
Pray for those who passed the Red Sea but never crossed the Jordan.
为这些过了红海却没有越过约旦河的人祷告。
Lord, may you encourage our heart this morning to take the courage and be courageous.
愿意你今天来激励我们，让我们刚强壮胆。
Pray for those who encounter the Jericho in their life.
也为那些在生命里面遇到耶利哥城的祷告。
We pray that we would be strong and courageous.
愿意我们可以刚强壮胆。
We will possess this possession according to your word.
我们可以借着你的话，凭着你的话语来得着产业。
Pray for those who might even have a Jerusalem in their life.
也为那些在生命里面遇到耶路撒冷的祷告。
The problem that have lasted for a very long time.
他们这些问题已经持续了很久的时间。
But Lord, encourage us this morning.
但是主啊，今天早上来激励我们。
You will send your angel before us.
因为你要差遣你的使者在我们面前。
You will send the terror to go before us.
你要让我们前面有惊骇。
You will send the hornets before us.
你要在前面差遣黄蜂。
Our enemy is your enemy.
我们的敌人就是你的敌人。
Our adversary is your adversary.
我们的仇敌就是你的仇敌。
So this morning by this word, encourage our heart.Be strong and be courageous. Take the position.
所以今天早上借着这些话，让我们刚强壮胆，让我们得着地为业。
Lord, it's not by us.
主啊，这不是靠着我们。
It's by you.
是靠着你。
But we ask you to give us that courage to set our foot down.
主啊，给我们有这样的勇气，可以把脚踏在这地。
In your precious name, we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告，阿门。